The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Night, Wednesday morning, everyone, November the 3rd, the day after Election Day, 2021. Wednesday weather on 710 KNUS goes like this. Clearing skies in 57. Thursday, 65. Look at the weekend. 69, 71, and 72 degrees. Last night was a home run, and I wrote on the worksheet, has a red wave or the red wave begun? And what does Virginia mean for Colorado? Joining us, and he's become a friend, Eli Bremmer. He's running to challenge Michael Bennett. Eli, good morning, man. Welcome back, and what are your thoughts?
Well, good morning, Pete. What a great morning it is. Yeah. Wow. I was so encouraged. I obviously, like you, I'm sure I stayed up extremely late last night until they finally called that Virginia race. But there are a couple of key points that I saw in there. One of the big ones that we look at from the last election, I'm going to bring it up again, and people are going to cringe when I say this, is polling. This is, once again, if you look at the mainstream polling, they had Virginia 5 points off almost on the number. And I was telling people ahead of time, I said, it's going to be really interesting to see if they tried to fix the polling again. But we once again see a lot of these mainstream pollsters, I think, are trying to depress Republican fundraising because Glenn Youngkin finished almost exactly 5 points up in the polls from where the mainstream media polls had him.
So they kind of had it. I don't want to defend the pollsters, but they had it as a dead heat. And
the last polls I saw, I think they had it statistically tied, yeah. But he was down about 1 to 2 points in most of the polls.
I thought the ones I saw the other day, and again, not looking for a discussion or an argument, they actually had Youngkin up by like 0.5 or by 1 point. I mean, either way, that's why, you know, no matter what, you still got to play the game. So. It was inside of 1%.
I think the final number was about 3. My point being, though, that this is part of the trend that we saw in 2020, where a lot of the pollsters, I think, were getting it wrong. And I don't know if that's on purpose. I know I have a lot of friends that think that this has been a bit of an intentional deal. Either way, I think it shows that Republicans are outperforming the polls, which is very good. Now, back to Colorado, though. Virginia is about 1 point more Republican than Colorado is. So our folks were looking at this ahead of time and saying, if that race is at all competitive, that means that Colorado as a whole is competitive because Colorado and Virginia model very similarly.
By the way, because I love polls, when NBC had that poll that said 71% of us believe the U.S. is on a wrong track, do you believe that's an accurate poll? Because I do.
I'm surprised it's that little. Does that really mean 29% believe we're on the right track?
Yeah, no, of course. But, I mean, 71% or the same thing was 36% of, goes down to these different numbers. Polling, I think, to me is like in the eye of the beholder.
There are some really interesting parts that were underneath the poll. I saw an interesting poll out of Virginia, and this is where I really started believing we could have something special happen. Biden's support was soft. So of the 45% who supported him, only about 8 or 9% strongly supported. The rest were weak support. Okay. And then of about the 55% who opposed, only about 10 to 15% were weakly opposed, and the rest were strongly opposed. And if those numbers are similar across the nation, Democrats are going to see something happen next year that it's not going to be like what we saw in 2010 or 1994. It's going to be much worse.
I agree. I mean, I think last night the indicators, the mayor's job in New York, what's going to come out in New Jersey, that scares everybody on the Democratic side. Minneapolis voters rejecting that idea to replace the police. That's wonderful stuff. And Minneapolis was the epicenter of rioting and Black Lives Matter. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happened. And we, you know, it's the wheat from the chaff. We got to learn. And so to you, what do you think, what does Virginia mean for Colorado?
I think everybody should wake up this morning and say, we can win in Colorado.
Yes.
We can win across the country. People have been talking about Republicans taking back control of the House for months. They need to start talking not just about the fact that we can take back the Senate, but we may take back the Senate with 3 or 4 votes majority, which would be absolutely incredible. But I think it's well within the reach given what we saw last night. And that means we're going to, you know, we should be saying right now we can play in Colorado, we can play in Nevada, we can play in New Hampshire. And boy, I woke up this morning with such a sense of optimism about this. I'm just so excited.
I agree. And in the 20, Biden won Virginia by 10 percentage points. Now, 47% of Virginia's voters. Only 47. These are, and remember, that's a blue state. It's like Colorado, and they've dropped the job approval rating. We just talked about it, of Joe Biden, is terrible. And now Biden this morning is trying to distance himself from these losses. Oh, really? There wasn't anything to do with me. Of course it was. And I think that what Youngkin did was keep Trump out of it, and he went to the voters, talked about parental rights, the economy. He did all the right things. I mean, it was textbook. It was a tech. You've been involved in campaigns in the past. Our guest is Eli Bremmer. That Virginia was textbook. I mean, I was so impressed. So can that happen here? That's the question.
I think it absolutely can happen. I think if Colorado Republicans and independents join together, if our candidates talk about the right issues, then it can. Historically, Colorado has struggled in these wave elections when Republicans pick candidates who go out and, for lack of a better term, pick fights with the voters as opposed to pick agreements with them. Yeah, Glenn Youngkin went out and he talked about the issues that mattered most to the voters of Virginia. He didn't say, let's talk about where we disagree. He said, let's talk about where we agree. And he delivered a stunning blow last night.
And he wasn't crazy. He's a businessman. He's a middle of the road Republican. He would have been dubbed, you know, all the put down terms. And yet he was able to bring it home. And I tell you what, man, I mean, I've never met the guy. I don't know if we can ever get an interview, but maybe we can find his campaign guys, because, God, they were absolutely brilliant. And then when it started out, McAuliffe was in the head. He was in the lead. And systematically, incrementally, step by step, Youngkin built this. He took all these different small gains and pitched strikeouts like last night and came out a winner. I mean, it was spectacular. This thing coming home in New Jersey this morning, keep an eye on that. So as we have him on just for another second, leave us with something. What do you think? What did we watch last night, and what does it mean?
Well, that New Jersey vote, like you said, that's another great one to watch, because how are we competitive in New Jersey? I mean, this would be, you know, I don't know, the Colorado example, it'd be like us being competitive in Denver or something.
You're right.
That the backlash, Pete, that we are seeing is so massive. And this is Americans standing up in mass and saying, they're saying we have serious regrets about the last election.
Yes.
I think that there are a lot of people who didn't like Donald Trump's tone of voice. And they didn't vote based on policies in the last election. They voted based on personalities. And now they're having some serious voter regret. And if Republicans capitalize on this in 2022, if we talk about policies, our policies work. Theirs are a dumpster fire train wreck. And if we can keep it on those policies and
bingo,
and make it about our policies, we're going to sweep the next election.
You're right. You're absolutely right. There are things to do and things to stay away from. And I filled my truck up yesterday, and I'm trying to figure an average. I think I'm paying $12 more a fill-up and shopping. And all those were the things that Youngkin talked about. He wasn't talking about mandates to shots, and he wasn't doing any of that stuff. He was staying far away from it. And I mean, I tell you what, I stayed up to like the crack of 9:30 last night, but they were ahead, and to me, I said, okay, let's put it to sleep. But man, it was huge. It was big.
But you've brought this up. These are issues that impact Americans, and some of these big national policies are starting to impact Americans as well. And I think the duplicity of the Democrats is becoming so apparent.
Oh, man.
And they just want to control our lives. I was talking to a friend last night, and I was musing with him. I said, he's a physician, and we were talking about vaccines and that vaccine mandates. And I said, if Donald Trump had won the 2020 election, would Kamala Harris and other Democrats be screaming to have a vaccine mandate?
Yeah. Oh,
no, they'd be saying the vaccine, you know, they'd be saying, oh, don't take the vaccine. It's needed by Donald Trump. And I think that's just one example of how it's so easy to see the Democrats are not trying to govern. They're trying to control.
But it's the same way. The crazies in the Republican Party sing the same song on the other side of the coin. I just finished Keith Kellogg's book and had him on the radio show. And he was one of the first guys to get vaxxed, you know. The problem was that it was Kamala Harris that said anything that came from Donald Trump she would not put in her body. And that was a rally for the Democrats. And like Donald Trump was in the lab making that stuff, you know, of course not. But Joe Biden's saving grace right now is her numbers are lower than his. But now you flip that over and the crazies on the other side say it. And like if you're a reasonably intelligent person, like room temperature IQ, you got that part of it figured out and you make up your mind for yourself.
And this is where Republicans have a pitfall that they're going to have to make sure they avoid. You've been around the state a long time. I've been around the state a long time. We saw what happened in previous elections, previous wave elections, when Republicans took this for granted and they said, we are entitled to win this election. We are not entitled to win this election.
No, you're not.
The voters have given us an opening. What you look at with Virginia, the voters have opened the door and said, Republicans, you're out of the penalty box. You may make us a pitch. We have earned the right to make them a pitch,
that's
right. But we have not earned the right to say or do anything we want and still win the hearts and minds of the electorate.
It's that moment. You're a good man. Thanks for doing the radio show. Have a good day, Eli. Take care, Eli Bremmer. Thanks.
All right, you too, Pete.
All right, Bubba, thank you.
Thanks,
all right. 303-696-1971. Lines are open. Has a red wave begun? What lessons are there in Virginia and New Jersey? And plus, the New York City mayor's job, the Minneapolis voters rejecting the police with a new agency. Here in Colorado, the guys in Aurora, they did well. It's a really great moment. But let's not screw it up, right? 303-696-1971. It's already begun. It's not a vaccine. Vaccines. Okay, fine. You know, and that's why keep that up. Make sure that's part of your platform when you run for a statewide seat. Make sure you put that in there. See how well that does. There's truly an art to putting together the perfect kitchen or bathroom remodel. If you want the best countertops at wholesale pricing, Mitch Floria and the Art of Granite. Mitch is an expert. He's a craftsman. He can turn granite, quartz, marble, other materials into true works of art right in your home. From a single residential install to a large-scale project. Mitch and that team at the Art of Granite will listen to you and get you what you need. Schedule a consultation with Mitch. This is the good guy, 303-386-5919. You can visit his website, artofgranite.com, and start dreaming about your new countertops. Mitch provides the granite from his own warehouse in Golden, wholesale pricing, no markups. Get the most for your budget. Mention the morning show on 710 KNUS and receive a bathroom countertop free. Purchase of a new fantastic kitchen countertop or get a kitchen bathroom sink free with a purchase of any countertop package. Give Mitch a call at 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919, or visit theartofgranite.com. Artofgranite.com, 303-386-5919. Lines are open, 303-696-1971. What did we learn? What did you learn? What did the Republican Party of Colorado, Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Ronner coming on at 7 o'clock. What did Virginia mean? What does New Jersey mean? What do these things mean? And how can the state, is the state of Colorado now in play? Has the red wave begun? Did you see Joe Biden he is just triple double clutching, doesn't know what he's saying next, and he's standing there. And he's trying to dismiss this first lose that they've taken place or loss that they've taken place in Virginia. I have nothing to do with that. Yes, you do. It's like, but the smartness, if you would, the brilliance of the Republican Party in Virginia will be lost if the Republican Party in Colorado continues on the road that it's continued on. Look at how they won. God, it was brilliant. This guy, Youngkin, ran. It was textbook stuff. He put a clinic on. They stayed away from the crazy stuff, and they went right down the middle, and they went to unaffiliated and Democrat voters, and they said, look what's happening. And that's what has to be done. How much more are you paying for gas? How crazy is this? How's that? How's this? How's that? Now, let's take the state back. But if you go in there leading with your chin and the crazy Trump lies and the rest of it, you're going to get knocked right on your keister. The golden opportunity is here. I love this Minneapolis voters. And remember the crazy leftists in Minneapolis. Minneapolis is make some of these Denver guys look good, but they wanted to replace the police department with a new Department of Public Safety. And that was going to bring about all these changes after George Floyd's death. And the voters rejected that huge. It was a big turn back. The new mayor of New York, the guy's a Law and Order retired cop. Yes. I mean, that's like, yeah, because everybody's sick and tired of what New York has turned into. Are you sick and tired of what Denver turned into? My sadness is it looks like 2B will lose, but 303 looks like 303 will win, but 2B lost. And it still gives you a mixed signal about the next go-round with the mayor's job in the city of Denver. School boards, whew, they shook those school boards up, and I got my goodbye. I love these guys. How many times this guy said goodbye to me? From the wall of hate, when the last time he said goodbye? 2 days ago. And then he said goodbye this morning. I love these guys. Like the guy this morning, we're getting all these. The wall of hate is an interesting wall. They call him Barney the Screamer, the first guy out of the box this morning that was screaming at the radio show. And people are still sending us little messages that say a guy calls you at 5 o'clock in the morning telling you he doesn't like your show and he's on the air. Yeah, I mean, that's what's happened to talk radio. This guy says goodbye.
Yeah, listen. So the wall of hate. So if we talk about the fact that election wasn't stolen and this is how the Republicans go forward, goodbye. And then we talk about, hey, Republicans win and look at the lessons we can learn from what we got in Virginia and especially New Jersey. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye.
That's okay. You know, we'll have to do Flat Earth Radio later.
Yeah, we know that the ratings speak other things, but goodbye. Wednesday morning. I love it. It's like it's been an interesting 10 or 11 months. Wednesday morning, November the 3rd, 2021, 57 will be the high today, 65 tomorrow. Looks like a good motorcycle weekend coming. Remember, George Brockler now starts his show now at 9 o'clock, his third show. And the question is, what was the lessons learned in Virginia and hopefully in New Jersey that can be brought here? Now, I don't know if you could say Virginia was certainly a blue state. And someone said Colorado. I don't know. Could you turn it purple? Can you make it light blue? It's a better one. But the Denver voters were interesting as well, too. They know the raising and lowering taxes and turning people away. The Minneapolis thing, I think, is just amazing as hell. No, we're not going to change the cops. And Virginia is the one we watch. All right, 18 after the hour, we go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Pete.
Hey, man.
You know, I was thinking was that you know, the model, I think, for Youngkin was what DeSantis has done down in Florida. Now, it's going to be interesting to watch like how this unfolds, because remember, Virginia is only a one-term governor. They can't run for re-election afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. But they can come back after a term.
After, right. But, I mean, they can't consecutively run.
Right.
Looking forward to the future. I mean, I'm still solidly a Trump guy, but like when you come to 2024 and see how it's unfolding, I think if you could get DeSantis to run, and since Youngkin would be coming at the end of of the term, that would be a great ticket.
You know, I hadn't thought of that. I had not thought of that. But here's one thing: two white guys.
See, that's the thing, though. I think besides the school, I think the driving force last night was we're just sick and tired of this deal. Everything is racist.
Well, that's my point. That's why I said it. Two white guys, and it wouldn't bother me a bit if they're two.
No, and I don't think it's going to matter to anybody else the way. Because look at Biden's cabinet. He got the diversity of and everything else. Competency was all based on diversity. Well, how's that working out?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you how Republicans are going to screw this up, because you know they are. They're just waiting.
I hope not. But if past performance is prediction for tomorrow, they will.
But with this infrastructure bill, remember how there were 16 senators that went along with it?
Mm-hmm.
If I was McConnell, I would say, look, no, like when this comes back around, nobody votes for any of it, because that's what the people want. Maybe you do need like some of that that's in there, but geez, I would just hold my fire, because you know what I'm saying, that the train is really picking up steam. You don't want to throw the anchor or the parachute out the back to drag it and demoralize your base. And bring it
so
all
what,
down.
So what do you think the lessons were last night? Virginia, hopefully New Jersey comes in, but New York, Minneapolis, the school boards here. What do you think the lesson was last night?
The listen to what the people want, the local issues. But I'll tell you what, though. It's like a recipe, like where you need like an egg and milk, like in your flour. Joe Biden's sitting on their shoulder just as much as the local issues were. Because let's face it, if Biden was doing everything right, if he was the moderate Joe and doing everything right, this may not have been as successful as it was. But he was in the back of everybody's mind, don't you think?
Oh, of course. There's a really good caller in the first hour talking about the subconscious level. Yesterday, I filled my truck up, and, you know, I thought, and I didn't think of Joe Biden. I thought about how much this GD gas is, and then when I finally got home and I started watching some stuff and getting online, and the light went on for me, because it's between Polis, who's done pretty much identical things here with the Green New Deal, and the insanity of Biden's policies, and now he's blaming the sods for not producing enough oil. And I'm going, this guy's lost his load. And
did right, just did, we had it.
Yeah. Oh, Trump. We had left the dependency on the Middle East, and fracking has been killed. Polis killed fracking, and so I'm thinking to myself, and I had no idea what was going to happen in Virginia or New Jersey, but I'm thinking last night and again this morning, these are all winning positions for whomever it is that's going to challenge Polis or challenge Bennett or whatever they're going to do, as long as they don't put their step in the bucket, as long as they don't start the crazies, there's a chance.
Well, see, like in New Jersey, I was listening to some people that were interviewed. That was education too, because like the one guy says, we were promised to go back to school like the fall, and then it came like January.
Polis kept him out.
Yeah, then they said, like, it's going to be, like, next year.
Yeah. I was reading a piece. There are kids in the second grade that have never been to a classroom. But it's like, wait a minute. And I think that holds up in some places. I don't know it to be true. But the kids in the second grade that have never been in a classroom. And I went, that can't be. And apparently it is. And one of the good things about yesterday in Colorado, again, indicator, is what happened in Douglas County. And they flipped the seats. That's a real lesson, is stay away from the other stuff, but here's a lesson.
You know what may be, this would be the final point, I guess, but right. You know what may be the driving thing for the schools come in 2022 when all these illegals hit like the in the schools? Because how many...
Vaxxed?
I mean, teachers are leaving as it is now, but how many languages are you going to have to teach to deal with
Remember,
these kids?
You know, when the great waves of immigration came... You know, my relatives came, and I guess everybody's relatives on one level or another came. But when the Latin Europeans came and when the Eastern Europeans came, the schools didn't do it. They said, here's English. You're going to learn it. You're going to like it. And
exactly.
there's people that tell me that, and I don't know this to be true, that you can graduate from a Denver school and not speak English. Now, I don't know if that's true. I've been told it. No, did you believe it? I mean, I don't know if I believe that not, but I've been told it.
Well, you don't need to speak English to vote.
No, and I just thought, didn't you have to speak English to be a citizen? I thought that was a requirement.
Two words, vote Democrat. That's all they
where do I vote? Hi, right, man. Yeah. Good call, Chuck. Thanks. 303-696-1971. I don't know. I mean, this morning when the realization dawns on the wall of hate that everything you believed is wrong, so you have to turn on other things. Have you abandoned your campaign of ridicule on ivermectin? I've never had a campaign like that. Do you realize that CNN talking points against it were fraudulent? Like, okay, that has a lot to do with what we're doing this morning. And I did get one really interesting from the wall of hate early this morning. Quit making sense. You know, that this was a person who once believed the big lie. Quit making sense. Well, thank you for that. Why have I abandoned this? Abandoned. 710 KNUS, this is what happens when, in talk radio world, when the walls are caving in. I want to give huge congratulations to Urban Lights, their 41st year. That's amazing. Dave Nestor, these guys are the best. Celebrate with them in their anniversary sale going on Saturday and Sunday. Celebrate. Get at least 40% off. Now, you're going to, you know, here comes Thanksgiving and here comes the winter holidays and New Year's and Christmas. And save 40% off all lighting, up to 70% off. They have clearance items. I talk about this place. It's like a little Disney World. You're going to find incredible deals this weekend, over 20,000 square feet of incredible lighting displays. Locally owned business, one national lighting showroom of the award for 2021. Take advantage of their local lighting experts who will help you find the perfect style for your home. As always, the lowest prices on designs from Kichler and Mika Air, as well as hundreds of more trending brand names. Unbelievable deals. Check them out online, urbanlightsdenver.com, unbeatable price guarantees. Take it from me. They're the best. Find them just south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. Local experts bring genuine value to any place 7 days a week. What a weekend sale it is. urbanlightsdenver.com, I-25 south of Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi, 303-696-1971. What have you learned? Another one of those mornings, 6:32. Remember Hinton's book, The Outsiders? Billy, I think we're the greasers. I don't think we're the socias. I think we're the greaser kids.
I always wanted to be one of the greasers.
You could be Pony Boy.
Oh, absolutely. I was never cool enough to be a greaser. I never was. I'd love to be a greaser.
You could be Pony.
Oh, I wanted to
you
be.
You could be Pony Boy.
And, I love that book.
It's like... Stay God, gold. Stay gold, Pony.
I know. I got to tell you, after reading that book, I started putting cuffs on the bottom of my jeans.
Sure.
Because I'm a dork. Well, I didn't make me any cooler. Oh, it just made me look like I wear pants that were too long for me.
Yeah. I mean,
I didn't know how to pull it off. It's a surprise.
I decided, during the pause, like, we're not the socias.
No.
The socias do other radio shows.
Yeah.
We're like,
the socias do the stuff people like.
Yeah, we're like your Pony Boy.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
I'll be Dell. You can be Pony. Stay gold, Pony.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, we got to find it with Stevie Wonder. See if you can find that theme song, Stay Gold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hinton's book, those of you who read it, it was an okay movie, but it was a great book. And that's why during the break, I said, wait a minute, we became the grease in Stay Gold, Pony Boy. Pony Boy Thorpe. Christy Burton Braun and Priscilla Ronner coming on the show. For the first time since 5 a.m., lines are wide open, 303-696-1971. You can join the show. What are the lessons from yesterday? Do you need a professional appraisal for all the valuables tucked away in your basement? You could be sitting on a fortune in cash. My friend David Ellison, Cherry Creek, top dollar for your diamonds and gold and sterling silver and wedding bands and Rolex watches. Instant cash on the spot. David has been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades, and David offers confidential valuations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, and antique items. There's no obligation. Free appraisals, holiday seasons pending, need cash. There's no obligations. David's the guy. If you are looking to buy a gift for somebody special, see David Ellis for best prices on diamonds and jewelry. Visit his beautifully new remodeled expanded showroom with a black awning. He's 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek. Go to davidellisjewelry.com, the website, and take a look. Gifts are there as well. 303-322-8779. 303-322-8779. You'll be so glad that you did. 303-696-1971. It is the day after. And I wrote this down on my worksheet. Has the red wave begun? What does Virginia mean? And hopefully, what will happen in New Jersey? Because New Jersey's still at that moment. What could happen next? I'm amazed at what's happened with a lot of talk radio, but there are two stories that just literally jump off the page about what's happened to the business that we love. Headline, radio host gets 3 life prison terms for bilking listeners. One thing we have never been accused of, Bill, is bilking. We've been accused of everything else in the last 10 and a half months, but never being a bilker. A Texas radio host was sentenced to 3 life prison sentences Monday on a Ponzi, where he bilked elderly listeners out of millions of dollars. How'd he do it?
We have a list. Right. Yeah, because, I mean, you know,
I done wrong.
Extra money on the side.
Stay
I'm
gold.
Just yeah.
Stay gold, pony. Yeah. William Neal Doc Gallagher got a 30-year prison jolt from a judge for his in an August prison deal and a plea deal. He was in. Of course he was. Doc Gallagher ran the Gallagher Financial Group, advertised on Christian radio with the tagline, "See you in church on Sunday." He promoted his investment business in books such as Jesus Christ, Money Master. Now, I'm no believer, but I thought in the temple, I thought Jesus ran them guys out.
Yeah,
but
he wasn't happy with
it's
that.
It's just me, yeah. He was
maybe it was that they were moving in on his. Yeah, you know, he was going to do his own.
In.
Yeah, it's going to be the new My
thought,
Jesus thing.
I thought Jesus walks into the temple. And anyhow, Gallagher, he ruthlessly stole from his clients who trusted him in Christianity for almost a decade. He amassed $32 million in losses to all his clients and exploited elderly individuals. He worked his way around churches, preying on people who believed that he was a Christian. He's my kind of guy here. Wait a minute. How did you pull this off?
Yeah, what did we do here?
What you do wrong. And the other one is, and it's something that we have talked about. Where'd my notes go? It doesn't matter. But, and I figured that this would end this way. Dan Bongino, who I really like, but he decided to play chicken with Cumulus Media. Over the, it's not a vax, Peter.
The vaccine mandate.
And by the way, he's vaxxed.
He's vaxxed. And the thing is, and because, you know, I mean, I'm inside the Cumulus world, they also signed some paychecks to me.
Right.
And basically, Bongino stood up and said, there are all these people that have lost their jobs because of the mandate by the company to be vaccinated. And so he decided to stand up, interestingly enough, after the mandate had passed. He wasn't doing the fight for them beforehand, but after the mandate passed, then he stands up and raises his hand and said, in solidarity, if you don't hire all of these people back, I am not going to work for you anymore. And that's a problem because does he understand the position that he's putting the larger corporation into and how untenable that actually is?
They won't back down. They're not going to back
down. They can't. The problem is they can't go out and then rehire these people. Some of those positions have been filled, so they'd have to fire the other people.
Imagine.
And you've got some issues there with lawsuits, and then you've got some issues you'd bring them back after firing them. You're going to have some issues with lawsuits there. I was involved in a meeting in which the message was relayed that someone very high up the chain, not the decision maker, but someone very high up the food chain said they can't imagine how they can let him back on. And this is a person also that is very, 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 very conservative that mentioned this. This is a person that downloads Bongino's podcasts, that listens to him. He is a regular Fox News viewer. I know him and trust him. He's a good guy. But his statement was, I don't know how the company can let him back on the air.
He did the radio show with us. I like him immensely. I think he's got a great show. And there's a trade paper, a trade that's called Radio Inc. that I read probably every other day. And you can look at it online. But Radio Inc. said that the show, this is from yesterday, will be dropped from distribution early this week. And his live show stopped airing last week. Again, I'm reading this from Radio Inc. And reruns were circulated in their place. Radio Inc. winks, old news is past. And this is one thing about doing the best of. That's one of the old gimmicks from radio. You go on vacation and play the best of. The best of is dated. It doesn't work. But Radio Inc. went on and said, I'm reading this. Bongino chose not to do the radio show while he and Cumulus battle. He's going to lose it. And I hope that doesn't happen because I'm a Bongino fan. But here's, I'll not be on the air again. It's what's going to happen, right? And you know that Larry the lawyer just sinks his teeth into this stuff. Larry goes, no, you know, if we do this, we have to continue. All right, if you own a home and you haven't refinanced it, what are you waiting for? Mortgage rates are still incredibly low, which means you could easily drop your rate in monthly payment, potentially saving you, I mean, thousands of dollars a month. And you got to do call American Financing. Colorado's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free, no obligation mortgage review. There's no pressure, no upfront, no hidden fees. A simple conversation, salary-based mortgage consultant, someone will listen and guide you. Create a custom loan, achieve your goals, and lock that low rate in now before they're gone. Pre-qualify in as little as 10 minutes. Trust them. They did the job for me, so, I mean, indeed, they'll do it for you. Call American now, 303-695-7000. Lock it in, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. From the wall, do you think we've seen the last of Bongino? No, I do not. Or that he'll reappear on a different venue? Yeah, I think maybe a podcast. Maybe Salem would pick him up because the company we work for doesn't have the mandate. So I don't know, but he's not going to. I mean, you can't play chicken with these big guys. You can, but I think it ends as it ends. All right, your turn coming up, 303-696-1971. What did Virginia mean for Colorado? Your turn right after this. Morning, everybody. 6:45, 15 before the magic hour of 7 o'clock. And then Christy Burton Brown and Priscilla Ron, who really are the chair and co-chair of the Republican Party in Colorado. What does yesterday across the country mean? To me, it's huge. It's big. The New Jersey, and again, the fact that we're here this morning, New Jersey has not yet been called. Now, New Jersey is usually a walk-in, right? And it's not going to happen. And sort of an out-of-nowhere Republican, if that can happen, whew, you ran the table. The same thing happened in Virginia. What does Virginia mean for Colorado? And watching Joe Biden, and he's napping in his climate conference. He doesn't know how to talk. He's out of step. As we talked about the last couple of days, the saving grace is Kamala Harris's ratings or numbers, whatever, they're worse than him. It is an interesting moment. And has the red wave begun? And how and why did Youngkin win? And he did that. I mean, it was textbook stuff. It was so well done. He put this together. And they held off the sort of mad dog part of the party. And the mad dog part of the Democratic Party had its sway. And they were McAuliffe was their sock puppet. And telling parents all this ridiculousness that he did. And it reflects here because in Colorado, the school boards were getting flipped. And that was great stuff. I mean, it is wonderful to watch this. So there's a groundswell. And in Minneapolis, I think that was another one where these voters rejected replacing the cops. They've been beaten now through COVID and through Black Lives Matter and Antifa and dumpster fires and ripping up buildings and tearing things down and tearing things apart. And the George Floyd death under that guy's knee and all the cries and all the screams took place. And then so they put it before the voters. And the voters said, no, you're not going to do it. Same thing happened here, turning these seats of school boards over. What would have happened, do you think, had more been on the line? But maybe this is much better because it's a proving ground right now. It's a test track. They're telling you what to do. And the roadmap is there, and they stayed away, and they did things the best way they could. They stayed away from the Trump stuff, and they stayed away from the vax, and I know, oh, we hate that word, vax. Okay, call it whatever you want to call it if it makes you happy. They stayed away from it, and they talked about education and schools, and they talked about prices of gasoline and how much it costs to feed your family, the kind of safety in your life. And those were, some people, they call them kitchen table or dining room table topics, or they call them, you know, wallet issues, pocketbook issues. And they did it. And God, it was good. I mean, I was talking to a friend off air during the break. We were talking, and I was up late for me, like 9:30, and seeing that happen. But Joe Biden, have you been watching Joe Biden? Do you think that story about, what do they call it, soiling himself? Do you think that's true? I tend to. Kamala Harris has vanished. Joe Biden, this morning, he's not taking responsibility. Of course he's not. But he is responsible for what happened. And he is responsible, the Democratic Party, inside of their party, that civil war takes place as well. The craziness of the squad, the cancel culture, the progressives, the people who tear down statues and take books out of libraries and decide what your kids are going to be taught in school. And those people are still in charge of the Republican Party. The Democratic Party. The Democrats, the mainstream Democrats, fear them as much as the Republican Party fears the Trumpers. But I think there should be less fear of Trump now. What happened in California shows what happens when he's there. What happened in Virginia shows when he's not there. There's lessons there for the Republican Party in Colorado, but as long as you're listening to the fringe will get you beat. Somebody once said, a smile is a curve that sets everything straight. If you aren't happy with your smile, the team at Twin Aspen Dental offers a variety of procedures that will have you smiling again in no time. Cosmetic dentistry is a catch-all term for all kinds of different options, Invisalign and porcelain veneers and bonding and crowns and teeth whitening. So whether you want some subtle changes or a total makeover, Dr. Richter and Dr. Snyder. I met Dr. Snyder. Dr. Snyder, I've talked to her on the phone, but she was like way cool. Dr. Snyder will help you in the perfect smile so you can smile with confidence. Look, if you're unsure which cosmetic dentistry procedure is right for you, make the appointment. Take the first step towards a better smile. Schedule your appointment with a great team today. Twin Aspen Dental's brand new office, and it's all high-tech stuff. And Shiloh, when I was young, remember that song? Shiloh's my tech. Dental and the office is brand new technology. Stroh Road in front of the Lehman Academy in Parker. Visit TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. Don't wait. I mean, you haven't had your, and it'll go through this, maybe you haven't had your teeth cleaned in so long. 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. Why do you think Virginia happened? Why do you think it happened? Has it begun? And has the Democratic Party pulled this country so far to crazy land that middle of the road, non-affiliated, non-lunatic people said, okay, that's enough. Their foot went down. In places where it counted. New Jersey, it still isn't in yet, but boy, I tell you what, if they pull it out of New Jersey, that's a double home run. They pulled it out of Virginia. It means something. Do we have enough time, Billy, for a call? Okay. All right. Jay, you're on the air. Good morning. We got about 2 minutes.
Morning, Peter. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man.
Well, pretty excited about Virginia. Yeah. We spoke a few days ago, and as you know, a lot of military family in Virginia in that general area, and they grew up in that area. And I think a lot of people turned out to maybe turn the ship a little bit in the correct direction.
Oh, yeah, big time.
In my opinion.
Mine too.
Oh, good. In New York, this man that is now going to replace in New York, I know a little bit about him, but what do you know about him, the black man?
Was he division chief or chief?
I don't know.
And he's a law and order guy, and people are sick of de Blasio, and he's just the answer. I think he's going to be a good guy. I think he's going to be a great mayor. He may or may not drop the mandate. That's being discussed on the internet.
that's encouraging, though.
Oh, believe me. I mean, there people are always in voting behavior. It's always in response to. Jimmy Carter was a response to Richard Nixon, not Gerald Ford. But Ronald Reagan was a response to Jimmy Carter.
So for every action, there's an equal reaction.
Absolutely.
Everybody's feeling impact. Yeah. They're feeling impact, which is personal, being mugged, being robbed, losing dollars at their pump.
Yep. Yeah, no.
All the crazy
Everything
stuff.
You're saying is true. What was the great line? The definition of a conservative is a liberal that just got mugged. You know, wait a minute. And that's, you know, and so they are. And the people in Virginia have been mugged by the Democrats. And McAuliffe and, I mean, those people were, and he, whether McAuliffe believes the stuff that he was saying or not, to a degree of probability, yes. But at the same time, he's being pulled by the squad and by the cancel culture. And he has to adhere to them. And that's why they have to break it here. In Colorado to try and go get that middle-of-the-road guy like they did in Virginia and bring him back on board.
Yeah, there's one guy I think had probably some pretty cold sweats last night, and that's Michael Bennett.
Oh,
I think he could absolutely. It's like a gopher. When you go gopher hunting with the rifle, he just kind of knows you're going to. Because I think that guy has to go. I don't know him, but he just hasn't done anything since the day he was elected.
James Brown's great song, I Break Out in a Cold Sweat. I mean, I break out in a cold sweat. Ugh. And I thought to myself, last night, Michael Bennett is sitting there with Mrs. Michael Bennett and the little Bennett Atzener going, what are we going to do next? But it's going to take the right candidate, and that's what we're going to talk about next. Love to call Christy Burton Brown, Priscilla Ron coming up. Virginia means a lot. We're still waiting to hear from New Jersey. All's well in the world. Wednesday morning, November the 3rd, 2021. What are you going to learn? What a great night last night was. 710 KNUS.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.